G'day guys, it's Harley Reid here from the West Coast Eagles and you're listening to Eagle Nation.
The Eagles are coming off their first win of the season against Richmond, but now face a crosstown rivals in Fremantle in Derby 58. Well, this game is for bragging rights, and believe me, if the Eagles can win, we will be bragging. I reckon every Freo fan will be in hiding, or will they call for heads like they normally do, or will they blame the umpires like they normally do? The mind games have begun, the band has begun, the game is about to begin. So let's get on with the show. Well, welcome, Dan. How you going? How are you going, Wayne?
Yeah, good. Not bad, thanks.
We're doing this via Zoom. At the top of the show, you guys wouldn't have heard it yet. Do you listen to it later on? But there was the man of the hour, the one that's on the Western Australian newspaper back page every day, Harley Reid, kindly did us a little intro there. So thanks, Harley. I had the pleasure of going out to an event run by Nick at JNN Sports Entertainment, and it was Wellingham interviewing Jinby and Harley Reid. And I got to tell you, boys, for two young kids, they got their heads screwed on the shoulders, and it was pleasing to hear what they had to say. A lot of interesting stuff. You could ask any question you wanted, so they didn't hold back. And, yeah, it was a really good night. So if anyone sees any of those nights again with JNN Entertainment, get down there because they're well worth the money, and a good night. And a lot of money was made with silent auctions. I was going to go for a ball there, but I thought I probably wouldn't be allowed back home if I was bringing home a ball that was costing $500 with a signature on.
Yeah, I agree.
I was thinking about just going down to Sports Lock and buy one and going back and getting a sign. I might do that next time.
Yeah. That works, yeah.
Look, thanks to Tom for Plus Fitness for being our sponsor for the year so far, and go to Linktree for our socials, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and download any episodes from there. All right, boys, West Coast Eagles versus I've got Richmond here, but it's exactly I've got the actual wrong run sheet in front of me. It's West Coast versus Fremantle. So 6:10 on Saturday. The pregame is the Waffle teams, West Coast versus Peel. So it's going to be an interesting little day. If you want to make a day of it, go down and go down there early at 2 o'clock and get into it. But it's the RAC Derby, not the Western Derby. I like to call it the Western Derby. Eagles 32 wins, Fremantle 25, but Freo have won the last five. It goes in troughs and flows. They've won the last five. We won the last, I think it was 11 before that. Their biggest win was the last time we played them, 101 points, which is something that we want to turn around. Our biggest win was 117 back in 2000. So, boys, how do you see it? Is it all bragging rights or is it just another game?
I don't think the derbies are ever another game. I think they all realise it's a little bit different game. I suppose it's a bit like Collingwood Carlton over in Melbourne, but it's in Perth. And I give us a silly chance. I reckon if we've got within, if we're within two goals at three quarter time, I reckon we're a silly chance with their record in the last month of letting games go over incidents. And yeah, I think we'll go well.
What about you, Dan?
Oh, well, it is the game you always want to win, you know, the derby. It's the best thing apart from finals for the Eagles. But no, I'm a bit worried about this game. I think defensively, Freo's probably the best defence in the comp right now. Especially with Pierce and Luke Ryan just intercepting everything back there. Their game style, they keep it very low scoring. So to me, we have to win it in the midfield. And our midfield did look great last week, but, you know, apparently the best midfield in the comp right now is supposed to be Butters, Rosie and Horn Francis. Well, Freo smashed them in the midfield last week, absolutely dominated clearances. So we'll have to be switched on. If we're 10% off, we might get in a bit of trouble in this game, sadly.
Well, you did say it. They're the best defensive team in the comp and their averaging scores against them is about 64-65, but their Achilles heel is their scoring, which is they're only scoring about the same going back the other way. So while they've got their defence knotted down and they've got their midfield on top, they're slipping down a bit in their forward line. It probably comes down to delivery. I've heard Pavlich say that they make wrong decisions going forward. But that can all change. And if you get a run on, we saw what they did with Brisbane. They started off slow but come home with a wet sail. So if you go to the last game, you just brought up the Port Adelaide game. They really should have won it. Port Adelaide won by 3 points. But, 9-12 to 9-9. So, let's start with the midfield, eh? Caleb Sarong, 29 disposals last week. Aiden Young, 27. And Nat Fyfe, he had 17 and Brayshaw 18. So there's your four-pronged midfield, but they can swing a few players through there. But you did say Luke Ryan, Alex Pearce are playing. They're all Australian form. So maybe do you silence one of those guys? Who do you attack? Who do you try to run with? What your plan be, Wayne?
I think I said this during the week. Earlier, I'd make sure Luke Ryan is the one to be stopped. I think Pearce has played really well. Pearce is actually a one-on-one, more of a one-on-one defender, and I can see him sort of playing on Jake and, excuse me, and trying to negate him. And he does attack well, but he does play more one-on-one, whereas Luke Ryan seems to have that, excuse me.
Wayne's having a bit of a problem back here.
Yeah, you're all right, Wayne. Rotham would be good to take that role, to negate Luke Ryan. But the only problem with taking Rotham out of defence now is is Darcy back in? Because that means Luke Jackson will go forward.
I haven't had a look.
If they've got Tracy Jackson and a miss all up four, they're three quite tall players. And Jamison's still not back, so maybe we wouldn't be able to use Rotham, push him forward as a negating forward on Luke Ryan. We might need him because he's not the tallest player, but he's 191 centimetres, so he might be able to take, say, the smallest of the three, depending on structures, obviously. So, yeah, it's a tricky one. I think this game is honestly going to be just them against us. I don't think there'll be much in the game. I don't think there'll be much tagging. And it sounds horrible, but I don't think Freo's going to fear us right now from where we've been the last few years. So I don't think they're going to come into real negating idea. I think they'll go head-to-head, which, we'll have to see on the weekend if that works. But, yeah, Luke Ryan, if I had my opinion, I would try and tag out. I just don't know structurally who we could use right now.
All right, well,
him accountable. Him accountable. Yeah. The forwards like, Trips and that have just got to make these guys accountable. And someone gets loose, all of a sudden, say Cripps has a bit of a spurt there where he kicks two or three goals, someone's got to be accountable to him. So that's my thing. And Cripps is, to me, is the ideal man to go to him, to be honest, because I think we can score. He will get his one or two goals, but we've got other players now who can score those goals. But if he can go into that defensive role as well, I think he's the guy that could quite easily do that and make them, as I say, make them accountable, make their defence accountable.
Wow.
See, what you could try and do too is structurally just keep luring to the 50, 60 metre out from goal. So whenever we are going forward, we're kicking over him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We're kicking that 40, 30 metres out from goal. And going over him, the only problem with that, sometimes they just decide to, and I know it's your pet peeve of all defenders, just not man up, and then they drop back, So I think that will only work for so long, but that's something we could also try.
Well, that's why Freo are good at team defence, and all the Eagles got to do is make sure our team defence is switched on, but attack when we need to. You just mentioned some names. Well, here's the ins for Fremantle. Darcy is in. And Sturt is in. And Switakowski's out with concussion. And Tabner has been managed. And unfortunately,
he's been dropped.
And that's it, basically. And Neil Erasmus is a sub yet again. So I'm a bit surprised with Erasmus being the sub because he hasn't played much footy this year. And this is six rounds in and he's been the sub or whatever for five of those. So it's going to be interesting.
I'll tell you what, though, just quickly with Erasmus before we move on, it's a shame he wasn't taken interstate, went to a Queensland or Victoria or something, because he could be a target. These WA boys that didn't get drafted by Eagles, that aren't really getting a game, we could lure, you know, especially with that age demographic, you know, he'd be perfect fit the Eagles. But you just know deep down that Freo will never play ball. So the fact he went to Fremantle and not an interstate aside, you know, it's messed that idea up, but yeah.
And the ins, well, Luke Edwards is out with concussion. Ryan Marrick is the sub again. So that's a common theme. Erasmus was a sub last week, so I was Marrick. And the drum roll, the goat is in. Dom Sheed is in. So some call him the goat, yeah. Some call him some other things. So depends on what side of the fence you sit on with Dommy Sheed.
I could honestly be like the only one happy he's really in, you know what I mean? Like I'm a fan, you boys know that.
But it's a like for like. You know, he'll probably play along that wing there. So hopefully he stays forward of the ball a bit more than because I reckon he's really damaging forward of the ball. So they're the main changes for the team. So we'll talk about – well, let's talk about the rucks because that's where it might be exposed. You've got Darcy and Jackson now going up against the two Williams boys. So it's going to be interesting to see how that plans out, and Jackson will be playing a bit more forward now, Dan.
Yeah, well, it'll be our Williams brothers to take him on, won't it? So,
did you just call them brothers?
Yeah. But, yeah, it's one of those things – you just got to have to take him on. There's nothing you can do about that. There's a one-punch-two combo with Jackson and Darcy. I think it's great. I don't like spending that much salary cap space on two rucks, but – as I said, he would stretch his forward, Jackson, and pinch hit in the ruck, and then Darcy would do that monster Williams and that, and they'll tire us out. But, yeah, the fact they've got two of them, there's not much you can do. You negate one, they'll just put the next one in, you know? Like,
yeah. Well, yeah, look, you know, we've just got to back ourselves and hopefully we carry in the form that we had last week and the week before. And anything's possible. Ben Cousins, who was on the front bar last night, I think he alluded to, when we were in our premiership year, we lost both our derbies. So anything can happen just because we're down the bottom of the ladder. We want to hope we want to bring back that rivalry like Port and Crows do. It doesn't matter where they're on the ladder, they're always close games. So I'm hoping for a close one. And when you look at the team, the other guys that did come in that are named on the emergencies is Harvey Johnson, which he had a great game in the Waffle last week. And Jermaine Jones backed up his form in the Waffle last week as well. And Andrew Gaff's there yet again as the emergency. I think they're going to just keep naming Gaffy there for the hell of it because, you know, and then one day he's going to get pulled up into it. But we'll find out on the Saturday because, you know, that things leak early on Saturday. So do you think we got a chance of winning both games, boys? Is there going to be a repeat of last week? We're playing Peel. Peel's probably one of the strongest teams in the Waffle at the moment. So,
Look, the reserves have obviously shown they're a lot more competitive this year. And as Dan's always alluded to, it's the depth that's been we've lacked, but we seem to have the depth. Now, Liam, we're playing back there again this week. So they are a chance, but I'd be surprised if they beat Peel. I think they're one of the stronger teams in the Waffle. And as for the ones, like I said, if we're within a couple of goals at three-quarter time, I reckon we're a chance. But I mean, on form, Dockers should win this game, not comfortably, but I think they'll probably only get over the line by maybe two or three goals at the most. If they're, you know, if we got smashed by them, well, I'd be concerned then. We've gone forward two steps, we'll go back one for sure.
Yeah, see, that's the thing. It's just we've got to be competitive from here on out, you know?
Yeah.
We don't want these smashings anymore. We want, you know, the boys to go out and give effort. So I don't know if we'll win both. If we even just win one of them, I'll be happy. But, you know, you just got to take the little wins, as they like to say. And we've now got Reed back in the Waffle and Burgeal this week. So we've got two of our youngsters playing in there. So that's a great side just to see the seconds, you know, and see how they go. And, you know, after a month of footy, who knows what Reed can accomplish. You know, it'll put pressure on our tall forwards because now there's one in the Waffle, you know, getting game experience. And Burgeal, I just want to see what this – because I'm actually excited for this kid. I just want to see what he can actually do because we've only seen snippets of it so far, you know. And what we do see is good. Like, he kicked four goals in his first Waffle game before he got bloody appendicitis, you know. So Yeah, very interested to see how the young boys do at the second level.
Oh, and honestly, Jai Cully as well. Sort of, he's getting stronger every week, and you know, he's. I'd like to see him get a bit more game time and get, you know, look. It takes him. I always reckon after a knee reco, it takes another 12 months to get back to the form you're in. So, be good to see him though. Come on and add a bit more spite into the team as well.
Yeah, I'd like to see him.
And they're playing him forward too, Wayne. So that's also good because that means there is a position for him. You know, right now the midfield's quite healthy. You know, you've got Kelly, you've got Sheed coming in, you've got Jimby, and you've got Hewitt. The young boy's going through there. You know what I mean? With Duggan and Petch just doing part time roles in there. So our midfield's quite solid right now. So Cully playing forward at waffle level till he gets that tank up is probably a good thing because, if anything, that's our weakness coming into games is the forward line. Obviously, the man Waterman excluded from that. I heard he got likened to Wayne Carey this week, which was just laughable. But, yeah, it was funny to hear.
I'd like to see Cully get a bit more midfield time in the waffle, but just to get legs in, running into his legs, you know what I mean? Because he's only getting about 8 touches in the 2 games that he's had. And I guess that they're bringing him back that way because of his ACL. So, but like you said, going forward into the AFL, he probably fit across the half forward line where he was playing before he did his ACL. So, it's something to look forward to. Liam Ryan, they haven't rushed back into the team this week, which I thought, I was actually shocked. I thought they might have brought him back for this one. But it's good to see that they're not going to rush him back. And will he play a half back in the waffle again? It'd be interesting if he does. Something to watch out for. So, but that's more run into his legs, I'd say.
I think it's the right move, though, playing him. I mean, I think I said before, earlier in the year, I'd play him in the reserves for about 2 or 3 weeks. And I know everyone disagreed with me, but I think he hasn't played much footy for 2 years. He's had 2 major hamstring injuries, and I think they're in the opportunity now where, look, we're not going to make the 8, but let's get him right. So for the second, the last 2/3 of the season, he will get back into the ones and he'll go from strength to strength from there. So I think they're doing the right thing. And I think our friend Rob, our good friend Rob Didko made a good point. Is what the hell has Zane True done wrong not to get even named in the squad? So,
yeah, something going on there. I tried to bring it up last night, but I didn't want to ask players because it puts them in the wrong positions. But, to cut a long story short, the players there, the 2 players there and Wellingham, they just couldn't speak highly enough of Simo and the way that he's backing him in and stuff like that. And same as Matthew Knights. I was shocked. I was about to fall off my chair when I heard that name. So, maybe there's something that we're not seeing, Reuben Jimmy was saying they looked at over everything with the GPSs or everything like kicking efficiency, handball efficiencies, everything. So sometimes they get pulled in and they get ripped apart about one little thing and they got to work on it for a couple of weeks. So maybe there's something that we don't see that we're not privy to, but, all he's got to do is keep knocking on that door, keep doing those things. And if he doesn't get a go, well, next year he might be, he'd be somewhere else and maybe on another AFL list. I just want to talk about Freo. They got some players out. They've got Brody that can't get a game. So he's a bit like, at some other clubs he'll probably get a game. What's his name? Jago Mira can't get into the team. So they're backing a bit of their youngsters as well. So when I look at their team, they got Ethan Hughes in there. Jeremy Sharp's having a good year on the wing for them, and a guy that's really underrated, I reckon. And I reckon if we can sort of like close his drive off half back would be James Aish. I reckon that'd be going a long way to help us out. I don't know if you guys notice him when he plays, but
apparently he's playing footy, really good footy.
Apparently, top 6 for generating score from a half back, and number 2 and number 1 are both playing in this game too. Number 2's at Freo and number 1's at West Coast. So you know who number 2 is, Luke Ryan. He's number 1.
Yeah. Is it Jeremy McGovern?
Yeah, Jeremy McGovern. So it's going to be interesting how he's going to get on the top of the halfbacks, and generate that score off halfback. And that's someone that As for an Eagles fan, that's good to hear because we haven't been generating our scores off half back a lot. You know, it was more from the midfield. And that's where the games, a lot of the scores run with turnovers and that from half back and generating and turning it over. So if we can control the midfield, I think we got a good chance of going close and if not winning it, you know. That's my personal
I think where Freo's got stronger too in the midfield is that, well, we all know Sarong and Brayshaw are really good players, but they've and one of my favourite players I love watching from an opposition team is Hayden Young. Now, and I've raved on this guy for quite a few years now, how I just think he's got so much talent. And him going into the midfield has made a massive difference to their engine room. And it's taken pressure off Sarong and Brayshaw. And, and of course, they've got Luke Jackson in there as well. It's made them stronger. So I think the game's always won and lost in the midfield, and it's up to us to get on top in that midfield. And our guys are in form too, so we've got to look. We've got to sort of take that into consideration. Like the four main ones, well, Bailey Williams, Yo Kelly, and Harley Reid. They're all in good form. They've played well the last few weeks now. So you know, if we can match them, like I say, come three quarter time, if we're close, you never know. Things could change.
I'm looking at
it. Well, the last few weeks, we're actually ranked, I think, fourth in the comp as for clearances. So it shows the midfielders are doing their job. But you touched on it earlier, it's the turnovers that are going to kill us. It's been our Achilles heel all day. It's going to be low scoring. We're not going to score much. So if we get scored on by us turning the ball over, we'll get massacred. Like, it's that simple. We just got to be clean with our hands and by foot because we're not going to get that many opportunities to score. So we can't allow Freo to blow it out.
Yeah.
I'm looking at their forward line. It's now with Darcy coming in as a ruck, Josh Tracy, Amos, and Jackson. That's a formidable forward line. It's going to hold them good for the future. But we can match it up our end. So there's going to be interesting tussles all over the ground. I'm just looking at both teams, and you put Pierce, Draper, Luke Ryan against our forwards, you know, in Darling, Waterman, you know, Chuck Marrick up there, and even young Jack Williams, you know. There's going to be interesting battles going on, but I think it might be some of the small forwards that might need to win the game for either team. And Petrocelli's been playing good this year. Longy's starting to get some touch. You just briefly touched on Cripps before, Wayne, so which surprised me, so... I might think he's in for a big game. I don't know if you'll put him down as a Ross Glendinning medalist, but but you never know. If he kicks five goals, he might be up there. So, look, it's going to be a good game. People get down there. I'm hoping it's over 50,000 plus. I'm hoping it's 54, 55. I hope it's a sellout because Fremantle fans will come as well. So as long as we're loud and we're singing and everything, I think it's going to be a good game. Hopefully, touch wood.
Yeah, it should be a good game.
So let's go for winner, margin, most goals, and best on ground. You can go first, Wayne.
I think Freo by 13 points. You two in best on ground for us?
Oh, either. I know they go to Ross Glendinning. So but go for best on ground for us. And if it's the same for Ross Glendinning medal, yeah, go for it.
I think best on ground for us will be Tim Kelly, Glendinning medal will be Caleb Sarong. Most goals kicked, I'll go with Jay Amiss.
Right, Dan.
Yeah, so Freo win, which I think 22 points to Freo. If they win Sarong, but if we do, you know, pull off another miracle, get two consecutive wins in a row, I think it'll be Yo. He's having a sensational year, and it's good to see him back to his best and show him what we've missed for so long.
Well, I'm going to buck the trend here. I'm going to go the Eagles by 4 points. I'm going to go most goals will be Jamie Cripps, followed closely by Harley Reid. And Harley Reid for the Ross Glendinning medal. I just think after listening to him last night, I'm telling you, it was interesting to listen to him. He loves the contest. He was just saying, look, the boys have taught him about the Derby, and he said that's what he's made for. He wants to take Nat Fife on. He wants to take the best players on. And then Reuben Jimmy said, Harley's just lifted the whole team. And he goes, Harley won't want to admit it, but he lifts the whole team. And the younger guys go, well, if he can do it, why can't we do it? So that's good to hear from a younger player and who's been in the team for 2 years. So just on I'm going for the upset.
The upset. I hate to say it, though, because I don't want to be, like, jumping on the bandwagon and sounding like the West Australian myself, but he's uplifted the supporters as well. Like, he's just such a happy character. So it's the type of player he is. He's smiling, he's bringing the boys around him, you know. It's infectious almost. Like, he's so good for the club. And as I said, I don't want to sound like, you know, he's number one cheerleader here because everyone else is doing that for him, you know what I mean? But, yeah, how can you not be amazed with this kid? And it is a support base. Everyone loves him. You know, everyone's smiling and happy, and we're not having a great year, but everyone's in a great mood. Like, it's just amazing.
Well, last night, for example, it was his birthday, right? Now, if his birthday, you could excuse him for not turning up to an event, but he turned up and he was gracious. He was happy. He thanked everyone for being there and he stuck around for as long as he could. And Reuben stuck around for longer. And just the quality of the guy, he's always smiling. You know, questions are asking him, how are you putting up with photos and stuff like that? And he goes, look, you know, it is what it is. You just say hello and you know, you have a good little chat with people and all that, and people are stopping him in supermarkets everywhere. And that's what it is. And you know, they asked him about the West Australian and he said he doesn't take much notice of it. He goes, him and Simo have a bit of a joke about it, about which one's best and which one's not, but he said he doesn't really take much consideration of it. And it's infectious, it's rubbing off on the rest of the team. So it's good to see. And thanks again for doing the intro, Harley.
All I'll say, pushing him for 2 years, so I'm going to stick with it. I've been his main pusher to get into this club.
Well, so
I haven't waited a bit about trading him or anything. I always wanted him.
They brought up contracts last night, and he just said, look, it's not something he's even looked at, but and you're hearing that a bit more. I've been speaking around because of that new tweak they put in, and they've even tweaked it again in the last 3 weeks. And Dan, remember we were saying a couple of weeks ago that they can adjust the last year. At the start of the year, they couldn't. Now you're allowed to adjust the third year. So if they want to, because he's 3 years.
I wonder if what I read was a rumor then. Yeah, and it wasn't confirmed yet.
And it got ratified yesterday, so they can adjust it. So you will find that a lot of these clubs will probably just adjust that third year for the time being because of the new CBA going through. But, you know, he said, he goes, look, oh, I'm here, I'm settling in. And they asked him what his hobbies. He goes, I haven't found any yet because I've been just football, football, football. So once he gets into some hobbies and stuff like that, I think you'll see him really become a good footballer. And I don't know if you saw it on social media, guys, but I know everyone's been talking about the fend-off that he's been given to everyone else, but I think he received the best fend-off last night. I don't know if you saw it.
You're lucky the security didn't try to fend you off, was that? But it's funny because I remember you asked Wayne and I to sell the club, and you know, I put the sales rep hat on and you know, really tried to sell the club, and it's come true. He's loving it here. You know, he's loving playing in front of these big crowds every week, which you wouldn't get at North Melbourne or at Hawks. And you know, he's loving, you know, the attention. You know, he's not an attention seeker, but you know, he sees we've got great fans, great facilities, great club. So why wouldn't you want to be a part of it, really? Like,
they made a bit of a joke. They said, oh, Reeves, if you're taking him out, he goes, yeah, I took him surfing one day, but I don't know if we'll take him again. And then he quietly said, oh, well, I ended up winning the Rising Star because of it. So, who knows, man? So it was a good night again. But, look, you know, we're talking about the RSC Derby. It's against Freo. The band is going to be there. The bragging rod's going to be there on Sunday. And I'm hoping it's Eagles fans bragging about it because I don't think we'll see too many Freo people coming out of their houses if they lose. But it'd be good to see the excuses if they do lose. But it's good joining us, guys. And we'll try to get back in the studio next week for the final siren as well. And the teams are out. Sheed's in and Darcy's in for Freo. So they're the main changes. And then go Eagles, hey?
Yeah, go Eagles.
All right. Until then, till next time, join us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, and download the shows from there, guys. And go Eagles.
All the best.
Cool, guys. Awesome.
All right.
I don't know how I sounded because I can hardly fucking hear, mate. My ears fucked.
So I think Joondalup could sue Tasmania, mate. I reckon they're stealing the Joondalup Wolves logo, mate.
Who's that?
Same Tasmania, I reckon Joondalup could sue them, mate. You know, they stole your colours and the logo. It looks very similar, doesn't it? Like, Joondalup Wolves have been around for a while.
Been a lot longer than them. The Tassie jumpers. That's funny you say that, because the Tasmanian Jack jumpers have got the green and everything. And
do they? Oh, I didn't know. Yeah.
Our CEO said, geez, they're similar to us, aren't they?
No, always going to be that. Right, I'll try and get that up, boys. I'll try and get that up.
No worries. Okay. And, all right, take care, guys.
We'll be back at your house next week, Dan.
Yeah, that'll be good. Car's fixed, but yeah, I just won't have it because, you know, I've got that second week I can travel. Sorry about mucking you around this week, boys. It's all fixed, though. All right. See you guys.
See you. Bye.